Saturday night. There's gonna be singing. There's gonna be dancing. And people laughing. Pretty guys, they're pretty good. As they say, the old clock is pushing us off the map here. Make way for Gene Shepherd. Let's run down the list of this last 25 minutes. Peter, Paul, and Mary, Quit Your Low Down Ways, Blowing in the Wind, Women Folk, and Da 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 Dum Da, the Sonny Schwartz with Flowers of Peace. We had a medley of two of the Black Back Porch Majority, of Friends and Silver Dollar. Hazel Dickens and Alice Foster with Take Me Back to Tulsa. And that was Julianne and the Ladies Auxiliary Barn Dance Saturday night by the Back Porch Majority. And if you'd like to have us play anything particular, let us know. This was your program tonight. We played all requests. We'll be back at 8:30 next Saturday night, right around for 2 hours, with time out for news and other little things. And we'll have all kinds of good folk singers' music. So let me know. Just address whatever you want to, card or letter, friends, to Bruce Elliott, WOR, New York 18, 1440 Broadway. Just Bruce Elliott, WOR, New York, and we'll get it. And we'll play your songs next week. Hope you'll join us next week. We'll have a good show. Our engineer tonight, winding up the gramophone, was Larry Londino. I'm Bruce Elliott, and I'll see you. Goodbye. Stay tuned now for Gene Shepherd. This is WORAM at FM, New York.
One moment, please. Would you please do that again? Once more, please. Oh, fantastic. Oh, it ain't often that a goatish cry of pure, unbridled passion is broadcast coast to coast. Yes, and we're here looking down on a scene of unrivaled debauchery. We are here in the limelight in the heart of Greenwich Village. And you all know how Greenwich Village is. Well, this is the heart of it. If you listen carefully, you can hear the sound of girdles creaking. If you listen even more carefully, you can hear the sound of them preparing in the kitchen 400 pounds of grape. Oh, we've got a show for you tonight. We've got some Nubian handmaidens lined up. And we've got a lute player. Who wants to be the first volunteer? Oh, he's 8 years old. You don't know what you're asking for, kid. Oh, let me tell you, these are nervous times, you know. That tomorrow morning is Father's Day. And I was looking through the paper just about an hour and a half ago at the gifts they suggest for the new father. You know, it's a new style father. Have you seen some of those gifts in the New York Times? Now, that's an official paper, you know. They don't fool around. This is a serious paper. In fact, it says right on the front of their paper all the news that's fit to print. How about that for a snotty slogan? You know, isn't it terrible? You do something big and they don't print it and you realize you're not fit. You know, I mean, can you imagine doing a fantastic crime and the Times doesn't cover it? All the news that's fit to print, and they have this page, and it says suggestions for Father's Day. And I can't believe my eyes. The first suggestion, it shows this guy. Have you seen it? He's in profile. And it says, a fantastic gift for Father's Day. The new Father's Day hairnet. Oh, yes, it says, for him to put on after he's taken his shampoo and his hair has been set. This makes a fine Father's Day gift, satisfaction guaranteed, your money back. I can see me giving a hairnet to my old man. I could just see it. I say, hey, Dad, it's Father's Day. Yeah, here it is. It says, listen, it's fantastic. It says, now new hair control for men with the new sports net. They don't quite get close enough to call it a hairnet yet. You know, it's called a sport net. And it says, yes, this new sport net, after you comb and dress your hair. Somehow I like the idea of this man. He's bald as a billiard ball. He laughed. No, I could just see this man in front of the mirror, you know, and he's combing his hair. And he gets it all set, you know, he sets it. Have you seen, they sell this spray stuff now, you know. He sprays it, you know, and he puts the little stuff, and then he puts his hair net over it. Daddy is ready for bed. Can you see him lying there then, 20 minutes later in the sack, see? And there is his wife next to him. And he says, don't move, you're rattling my, shh, don't move, baby. He says, please. Please now. He says, you're rattling my curlers. It's the new daddy. Now, in the same list, look at this. Here is a magnificent picture. This is from the New York Times. It is a description of the new father. And it's also a suggestion.